Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
Yeah, you know, just to bring it in, fucking, and already hit the ground rolling.
Yeah,
it's helpful. So
I agree. Man, how's your new job, man?
My boss is super cool though. She's like, me and her get along so well. Like today was Friday, we fucking just kicked it. She bought me lunch because I beat this quota she wanted me to hit, and yeah, it's just fucking cool, man. She just says whatever. She says like crazy ass shit to me, you know. Like tells me when she's on her period and stuff, which is not necessarily what I want to hear, but I appreciate the fact that she's okay with sharing that with me.
No, you need to know that shit. That is something that you need to know.
That's probably true.
Because when she's not on her period, she's cool to be around, safe. When she is on her period, fucking steer clear.
Mm-hmm.
Steer clear from her.
Yep.
Just go to work, clock in, and shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Just do my job.
Yeah. Just do your fucking job.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. That's true. Well, you know, and like I said, it's a little disgusting to hear about, but at the same time, the fact that she's open and willing to share that with me, that says something, you know? She wouldn't do that to somebody that she didn't like or, you know, wanted to upset or piss off. So,
yeah.
So that's cool. It's, yeah. But like I said, I got this other job. It's like my dream job, you know, this fucking sales
rep. That is badass.
A fucking sales rep selling weed, man. How dope would that be? And actually, if I'm putting up big numbers, I can make a good amount of money, man. Cause they're going to give you 5, 6, maybe 7% if you negotiate well at the start. But they were talking a base salary, you know, base hourly minimum wage just for the hours I got to put in every week. And then the bonus on top of that, you know, so I'd always have that paycheck, which wouldn't be much. It'd be like $1,000 a month, you know, just for those hours, $1,000, $1,200 a month. But then my bonus would be like fucking, you know, $2,000, $2,500, depending on how much I sell. And I don't know what the numbers are going to be honest, but I was playing a conservative and I was thinking, you know, what if I can sell 20, 25 a month? That's not even that much. That's like 5 or 6 pounds.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's like a $2,000 bonus, you know, on top of that salary. So
fuck.
So it's got some potential. We'll see. It's fucking deep, though, man. I had to drive my ass down to Tacoma. It's brutal.
Beaumont Jameson, my current weed guy. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, you're fired. I'm going to my new weed guy, Slim the Dope Man.
Iceberg
Slim. Slim the Dope Man.
Iceberg Slim bringing the trees.
Iceberg Slim.
I got you, man.
Oh,
I got you.
Shit.
I'm getting back to my roots, dude. This is the shit. This is what I was doing right out of high school, you know? I was a victim of my own success. I got too big too fast, and, you know, it cost me.
Man. But. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. Episode number 26, Earful in the Emerald City. In the words of Slim, you are listening right now. Man, hey, so we got some interesting stuff to talk about tonight. We're going to keep it local. We're going to talk about the Seahawks' new schedule that came out earlier last week. We're going to talk about the decline of Seattle dive bars.
Mm.
Man, the decline of Seattle dive bars. And we're going to talk about the Black Mamba himself. He retired. Kobe Bryant.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn Kobe legend. Bryant. Yep. Yeah, we got a good one here set for you guys. Thank you for joining us. Like he said, man, how'd the week go for you, big guy? How was it?
Went well.
You been hitting the hill still?
Yeah, I hiked Tiger Mountain.
Tiger Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see any tigers, but man,
they're tough
last
to spot.
Week,
they're tough to spot.
Last week I hiked Little Si. And I didn't finish it. Little Si's a bitch. Little Si is fucking steep. Like, that's a bitch. I want to go back and do it. Because I don't like being defeated. I don't like feeling defeated. I feel like little side defeated me.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Tiger Mountain, and I heard some people were telling me, oh, Tiger Mountain's harder. If you can't finish little side, don't do Tiger Mountain. So I did Tiger Mountain has multiple trails, and we did number three, which is, I guess, was the easiest because, or maybe my stamina is just increasing week by week because I hike at least once a week. But man, I hiked Tiger Mountain Trail and it was fucking easy. It was easier than Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even a hill. It's just like a little rolling. I don't know. It's weird. It's like a trail almost. It
wasn't steep at all.
No. It's nothing. You just kind of messing around. But dude, that's good though, man. That's good. Hey, you know, and you can look at it now. Like, hey, little Cy, that's your exercise.
I'm doing little Cy this upcoming Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to it because, like I said, I got defeated. I was like, mm-hmm. I was like 70% done, according to other people that are on the trail.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just kept on looking up. If you ever hike, don't look up because you're going to be like, fuck, I got this much to go. I've been doing this for 2 hours already. Just keep looking straight. Mm-hmm. And once you know it, you'll be there. But I think the problem was I kept on looking up and I'm just like, fuck this, man. I'm going down.
Dude, you can't look up because when you're hiking, if you look up, you're going to fall right on your goddamn face, okay? Like, there's roots and shit, there's rocks, there's all kinds of hazards. Like, you have to be focused on the ground and where that next step is coming and where you're about to go. Like, and like you said, it doesn't help you to look at the mountain. You're just like, oh, fucking A, this is fucking ridiculous, goddamn it. But, dude, hey, just look at it this way, though, man. Little Cy, that's going to be your exercise nemesis,
yes.
You know? And everybody needs a good villain to push them and make them try to make it to the top. Okay. I'm doing stand-up comedy right now. I'm still early in the game and I need to figure it out still. But, I think one thing I need to figure out is who my comedy nemesis is going to be. Cause I think I need one. I think I need that guy that I just look at and I see him succeeding and I say, that fucking guy, God, I fucking hate
him. What about Marcus?
I fucking hate. No, Marcus is too nice of a guy. He never even gives me shit. Like, he doesn't even, I'll give him shit all the time. And he like never even gives it back to me. It's almost kind of disappointing. So
damn.
No, but I got to pick somebody out, man. I need a comedy nemesis. I need that person that when I see them have a set and they fucking crush it, I gotta say, God damn it, I gotta fucking do better than that fucking guy. He's a piece of shit. He's a fucking hack, all right? His jokes, they're so old. You know, I need that person to just ignite that fire, I think. And that's what takes you to the top, you know? Everybody needs that other person that just kept on pushing them.
Yeah.
And you look at the greatest athletes and the people that succeed the most, and usually they come in pairs a lot of times.
Yeah. So
it's just one of those things. But
Magic had Larry.
Yeah.
Jordan had fucking the whole league against him.
Yeah, seriously, he had a fucking target on his back. Yeah,
shit, yeah,
yeah, from everybody.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, it's just how it works, you know. You have that person that, and that, because that's the only way you reach that top level is if you have that person that is almost as equally matched as you, that is constantly pushing you and just that little bit, getting that little bit extra out of you. That's the only way you're going to get there, you know? And then once you play some Joe Schmo, who's not Larry Bird, like you said, then, oh my God, you're going to drop 35 on this guy, no problem. I mean, that's how it goes. So, that's your workout nemesis. That's a good hill. It doesn't live up to its name. All right. It's not easy.
It's not fucking
it.
Little.
I mean,
it's not fucking little.
It was just almost as hard as Big Cy. So I applaud you. But hey, dude, it's good you're getting up the mountain, man. Like, I can't do the hike by myself. I can't do it.
I have to have someone. Hey, anyone, anyone. I am going hiking.
We're not desperate.
Let's say the 15th. So next Wednesday. This upcoming Wednesday will be the 20th. Meet me there at 9:00 in the morning if you want to go.
That's a proclamation for everybody out there.
Meet me at Little Cy at 9:00 in the morning if you want to go. Meet me there.
Somebody in California right now.
I got free food too. I got free turkey jerky. I got free dry fruit. Free Gatorade.
You'll be good to go.
Yes.
You'll be good to go.
Meet me there at 9 o'clock and come hike with me.
Some douchebag in California right now is just like, I'm fucking done with this. Just get out of here. Get the fuck.
Oh, by the way, we got some new listeners in Oregon. Hey, we appreciate it.
Shout out to Oregon.
Shout out to Oregon.
You guys are like the middle child
of the West Coast.
Yeah, you guys are like the middle child of the West Coast states. Like you don't get all the benefits of, you know, being up here in the Pacific Northwest. You're almost not quite included in there, and you don't get all that Southern Cali stuff either. You know, everything that they got going on down there. I mean, you guys are just stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
You're stuck in a rock and a hard place.
California's got L.A., San Diego,
San Francisco,
and we got Seattle, and people just forget about Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Portland gets lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, it really does. Well, I mean, Seattle does too at times, to be honest, depending on what people are talking about. But yeah, it does. And it's because it's kind of like a quaint town. I mean, it's bigger. But it's not gigantic, and you know, it's not overwhelming or anything like that. So,
I was watching King 5 earlier this week, and they were talking about by 2020 that there's going to be like 6 or 7 new skyscrapers downtown.
Yeah, unless the economy fucking tanks.
Why would it tank?
Oh my God, should we get into this? I don't know if this is going to be good for listeners, but.
This is a booming market for jobs.
Yeah, it is right now. It is.
Yeah,
right now. We're a top five city
for booming jobs.
Well, the thing is, though, is the economy is doing good, and the economy is doing good. It's more of a macro thing, and you know, it's
people keep moving here, though.
I know it is, and we're getting higher growth rates than other states. That's for sure. That's why this last year, I was just looking at some housing numbers. Housing year over year for the month of March was up 24%. 24% in 1 year for the housing market. You remember the last time this happened?
When?
2006.
I was still in Texas.
The last time housing prices were going up 25% year over year. Okay. It's insanity, dude. It's insanity. The median price of a house in Seattle now is like $650,000. That's an automatic jumbo loan. You have to sign up for a jumbo loan, which requires more down payment and usually has a higher interest rate. I mean, it's fucking insane. But you're right. There is a lot of people migrating here, and that is no question a factor here. And that's why the prices have gone up. But I don't think people can handle it much longer, dude. I think there's going to be a breaking point at some point. I mean, I'm working at an apartment complex now, and I have to do a survey. I survey the other local places to see where their price is at and what's going on. Some of these places for a one-bedroom apartment are going for like $1,400.
See, that's why I live in a studio with a roommate, and we have two twin beds. And we share a bathroom, and we share a
share everything.
Yeah, we share everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
Top ramen.
That studio, that 500 square foot studio for $1,500 a month.
Glorified broom closet
down in good old Cap Hill.
God damn, it's seriously, it's out of control, man. $1,400, and that's just your rent. That's just your rent. That's not water. That's not sewer. That's not garbage. That's not internet. That's not Comcast. $1,400 for just your rent, and you're not even buying the fucking place. You're not even buying the place. I mean, if you don't have a girlfriend, you're not even getting laid, probably. I mean, it's terrible, dude. It should not cost this much.
For some reason, I've been having issues getting laid,
and to get a blowjob.
I've been having issues getting laid because, for some reason, the girls don't appreciate when your roommate, when your roommate is just chilling there on the bed while you and your date are watching TV in the studio apartment. for I don't know why, but they don't appreciate that shit.
It's like, hey, you know, I paid half the rent here, pal. Okay,
you know, yeah, you ain't kicking me. I mean, you can't tell me to go to the other room.
I can do what I want. You know, this is Seattle living right here. This is how we do it. Fuck, dude, it is insane though, man. It's like, and that's why that's what motivates me more than anything. To stay in the current place I'm at, which is a good deal. I get a good price for what I got. I got a good little spot. It's small, but I like it. That is the main reason, because if I lose this place, it's like a 40% chance it's going to be homeless after this, all right? Like a 40% chance. I mean, with the rates that people are charged out there, I work in an affordable housing community, and I barely make enough money to qualify for the affordable housing community. I barely make enough.
That's ridiculous, man.
Fucking things are just, you think, crazy there's a, right now.
What do you feel about the rent control topic in Seattle? Do you think there should be rent control? Because it's getting out of hand. You have to admit that. It's getting out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
This is a young city.
Mm-hmm.
A young city for young people to come to start over, start their careers. But, man,
take on a new job, you know, try something crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, rent control is so tough, dude, because it's like, it's good. It's one of those things that's good in theory, and it sounds good when you bring it up. But when you start to, and try to, you know, push it through and make it actually happen in real life, things just go horribly wrong. And, you know, free market only goes so far, but you don't want to make too many rules. I mean, too many rules is not a good thing. You know, the less rules, the better. If people just knew how to act and didn't have to, you know, do crazy shit and rob people and, you know, fucking beat them up and, you know, be violent against them, and we didn't have to have rules and everybody just knew what was going on, that'd be great. The less rules, the better. The less times they say, hey, no, don't do that. Don't do that. The less, the better. But, I mean, there needs to be a certain amount. And, yeah, there's underprivileged people within this city who they can't afford fucking $1,400 for a one-bedroom. If it's 14 for a one-bedroom, what's the three-bedroom going for? 19? 2,000? And if you have two kids and you're a single mom and, you know, your kids are teenagers, so they need their own rooms, so you need a three-bedroom, you're gonna be able to pay $1,900 for rent on your own? I mean, that's insane. How much are you making? You got to be making $5,000 to pay that much just for your rent. I mean, fuck, dude. And as much as I'd like to say that people can do that, I don't know. And I don't know how much of this either. The explosion around here is just because the whole economy in general, the whole United States economy has been going well. I mean, I don't know.
Has Portland's doing rent control, are they?
I'm sure those fucking hipsters got something in the department going on, yeah.
I mean, I watch a lot of NWCN, and I saw a story that KGW, the NBC affiliate down there, did, and it sounds like it's working, mm-hmm. because Portland residents were pissed off that Portland was becoming way too expensive. They were picketing, and I mean, the mayor heard them, and mayor signed it that she passed rent control.
Mm-hmm. Well, Portland has an issue that is kind of specific to them and not necessarily specific to us. And that's, they have a lot of people that want to move right there right now. There's definitely a huge amount of people who are flocking there, especially younger people, all that, blah, blah, blah. But the problem with Portland is they don't have enough jobs right now. They don't have the industries that we have. There's new industries coming up here. We got the big heavyweights like Boeing and Microsoft who have been around for a while now. I mean, that's big for our economy. They don't have those big job sources down there. But there's so many people that the people who own property, they know they can charge top-notch rates because there's too many people that need a place to live. So, you know, that's why it gets tough on that. And the rent control thing, in my opinion, it needs to be a percentage basis. You need to have a certain percent. So whatever percent of your local population is living under the poverty line, maybe you say we need to be able to support 75% of that. So whatever it takes to maybe 66, you know, maybe 50. I don't know. I don't know what the perfect number is, but a certain portion of that needs to be accounted for in some kind of rent control program, you know, and because it's insane right now, man. It's insane. And I don't know. What I don't get is, as much as prices have gone up, it seems like the builders are reluctant to build right now. It seems like they don't want to build new shit. And if the price is going up, why the fuck don't they want to build new shit? I don't know. Maybe, who knows? I mean, I've been pessimistic before and it's cost me money, but we'll see. It's just we're in the middle of the longest non-post-war recovery that this country has ever seen. I mean, 7 years straight, making a lot of jobs. Fucking Obama, man. This guy's, if he could tap out right now, he probably would, to be honest, just to keep a solid record. Because Bush did good until the last year of his president. I mean, you say, okay.
Wait,
that was bad.
Wait, time
out. That was a bad statement. I shouldn't
have
said
that. Did you say that W did good?
What I should have said is he didn't do terrible until the last year. And then the whole
I felt like Bush could have been. And I'm gonna punch myself in the face later for saying this because he's a conservative. I felt like Bush could have been a okay president if he didn't have a bunch of around his ears.
That was a big problem of his. He was very easily persuaded. I think that was a huge problem. So, and when you're hanging out with a dark Sith, aka Dick Cheney. You know, he's going to come up with some cockamamie shit that you're going to have to put your foot down at some point. So, I don't know. No, I don't know. I mean, listen, we'll see. Like I said, I've been pessimistic before. And the thing with being pessimistic is not only when you're wrong, you're double wrong on these kind of things. Because you're saying everybody else wants things to go good, obviously. They want the economy roaring, jobs growing, people getting raises, obviously. I mean, who doesn't want that, really? But when you say, "Who? I don't know about that. I don't know if that's going to happen," and then you're wrong, that's like fucking double wrong, man.
Yeah.
So you look like a jackass and you're an asshole too, all at the same time. So it's a position I'm very comfortable with, actually, at this point. I've been in it enough, you know?
Yeah. Agreed. So on the 18th, on Monday, April 18th, the high is 82 fucking degrees. 82 fucking degrees. What are you going to be doing? You better be outside. Seattleites, you better get the fuck outside. I unfortunately have to work at my job, so I'm going to be inside throughout the whole afternoon. Slim's got to work. He's going to be working. You need to get outside. Now, we talked about hiking earlier, but, I mean, what else is there to do around here, like, outdoors-wise when the temperature gets as high? Here in Seattle.
First off, let's acknowledge how ridiculous that temperature is. 82 degrees in the middle of April. That's fucking insane, man. We had 72, I think, like a week ago. I mean, that's like early in April, 72 degrees. This is insane. I mean, if this lasts all year, this is going to go till early October. That's like half the year, you know. We're gonna turn. That's what's gonna happen is we're gonna turn in to like Central America or something. You know, we're gonna be like the most temperate climate. We're almost in a sweet spot because of global warming. I feel like it's not gonna completely fuck us until it completely fucks everybody else. You know, we'll be the last one with a fucking solar flare up our ass. You know, in this area at least. So. But yeah, you got to get out there though, and you got to make the most of it. And that's the funny thing about this state is that people always are like, you almost like when it starts getting nice, especially when it hasn't been like we had a lot of rain and we had some crazy days. Even the last couple of weeks have been still kind of crazy. But you know, when it is nice, you're like, oh fuck, you like panic. You're like, oh fuck, I gotta fucking get out there and do something. It's like, oh my god, it's so nice. So you gotta come up with something. Otherwise, you feel like you're just wasting it. You know, because you're gonna think about those times when it's just raining and you just want to kill yourself as you're inside, curled up in a fetal position on the couch watching Netflix. So, but what I mean, honestly, my favorite is just get out there and go to the park. I love just throwing a frisbee. Throwing a frisbee with my buddies, chucking that shit as far as we fucking can, seeing what you can do. You know, maybe some ladies are walking around and you chat it up with the ladies, that kind of stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, I like doing that. You can do some kayaking. There's a couple of good kayaking spots around here. You know, just like we said last week, man, just get out and do whatever works for you. You know, do whatever works for you. Do what you like. Just play some disc golf. Go throw the football. Whatever, man. Just enjoy that sun, because you got to get that. And there's something that comes from that sun, man. I thought it was a myth before. I thought it was a hoax. I thought people were just making it up and they just talking shit about the Northwest. But when it's a nice day and you've been all inside working the whole time, and you walk out and you let that sun hit your face for the first time and you get that warmth, you just feel good about life. You know, you just feel good. Like, oh man, this is a good day to be alive. It's a good fucking day to be alive, you know, and it helps. It's important. So, I mean, I can't believe it took me this long to realize it, but fucking A, it finally hit me. So I guess better late than never.
My favorite thing to do, and this is the Texas part of me coming out, because it's huge to do it. It's huge in Texas. And I love how there's more than one spot here in the area that you can go to, because unlike Washington, you have to take a road trip to do this, because Texas is so fucking big. But my favorite thing to do is tubing, not Tom Green tubing, but
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Yeah, getting a tube and going and getting a 12-pack, 30-pack of beer, get about five other friends with you, and just relax for the next 3-4 hours and have a good time.
Yep. Oh my god, dude. I'm so glad you said that, man. That's summer though. You know, it's too crazy to be tubing now, because I'll tell you, all the rivers are gonna be cold as fuck still. Even though the weather's been nice, the water's gonna be cold as shit, dude. And it's not quite warm enough that. But I totally agree with you, man. There's nothing better than floating the river, dude. Nothing yes. better. You know what? I'm glad we're recording this, because I want to put this on the record. We need to plan at least one epic river float this year.
I'm down.
At least one. We'll see what kind of numbers we can get. We'll see if we can wrangle a couple of the locals here and see if we can get them to come with us. But
fuck.
Yeah, one time this year we'll do that. Dude, there's nothing better. Yeah, you're just relaxing. You're just letting that sun
relaxing,
hit you.
Yeah.
You're just kind of chilling. You know, watch out for that stump. Oh, hey, butts up, butts up. It's a little shallow here. Butts up. Get them up, guys. All right, hold on. You know, it's fucking great though. Yeah, you're just chilling and you're enjoying nice easy pace and just getting the fucking sun. That is definitely a nice thing to go. It's good to get out and bike, man. Biking's fun. I know you've been talking about wanting to do it, and they got a lot of trails around here now, so that's good. But just fucking get out there, yeah, and just enjoy that weather, and oh man, make the best of it. I mean, you know, if we're gonna all roast under this fucking oppressive sun that's about to build here,
I don't think
at least we get to enjoy it a little bit, you know.
I think it's impossible for anyone here to roast, because we get so much fucking cloudy weather throughout the year, and then when the sun comes, we're just like, oh, this is great. I mean, unlike Texas, where it's 90 to 100 degrees throughout the summer every fucking day, that's how you roast. Here, it's like paradise. You're like, oh, bring it, bring that vitamin D, baby,
mm-hmm.
Bring that vitamin D, because I'm sick and tired of wasting $15 at fucking Walgreens on vitamin D pills.
Dude, you'd be surprised, man. The year before you got up here, we had, I think it was like 88 straight days without any rain at all in the summertime. 88 days. Almost.
That was last year. I was here last year.
Are you sure? No, I think it was the year before.
Last year we went on a drought too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't remember? Yeah.
The last couple of years, man. It's been crazy. I know we had another one too. It was, I think it was 12 or 13 straight days of over 80 degree temperatures. So that one was pretty impressive too. But yeah, this is how it's going to be, man. We didn't get any snow this year. It's, I don't know. It's, there's, There's clearly some malarkey going on in the weather patterns out there, and there's nothing, you can't deny it, but you know what? What people need to keep in mind to try to put a little bit of a positive spin on this is it's global warming. One thing that global warming is much better than is global cooling. Global cooling is not good for anybody, all right? Global, the only person that global cooling is good for is Jack Frost, all right? And that is it. Everybody else, and polar bears. Polar bears like it too, but everybody else is against that shit. So it could be worse. It could be worse, you know? Let's ride this motherfucker till the wheels fall off, like Ice Cube says.
Yes.
God damn it.
Yes, I agree. But no, hey, Monday, April the 18th, if you're not doing anything, get outside and do something. Throw the frisbee, take your dog outside, go for a walk. Do something. Go for a hike. Do something, please. Take advantage.
Hug your kid, you know? I mean, whatever sounds good, guys.
Hug your kid outside. Just
make it happen, all right? Yeah, hug him in the sun. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Tell him, you know what? I've been watching a lot of documentaries and stuff, and they've been talking about, like, Egypt, you know, and the pharaohs and the pyramids and all that kind of crazy shit, which it's just fucking nuts to me, man, thinking about that shit. It's so nuts thinking that there was these crazy advanced cultures who could do things that we still don't even understand how they did. And they did it like 2,000 years ago. I mean, it's insane to me. But the thing is, like, you notice how much they worship, like, the sun and you know, and they, like, rain and all that shit. And in the Nile, the valley always floods and stuff. But, I mean, they got it back then, man. And it's still going on today. Unfortunately, there's no app on your cell phone that gives you a boost of vitamin D. You know, they can't simulate the sun. I mean, I'm sure they'll have it in a year or two. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, there's just no substitute for it. And we just need it as human beings. I mean, just to know that there's some hope in the world. So, but I don't know. The fucking weather is just wherever you go, though, man. It's I feel like it's been crazy. Like, you're talking about Texas, how it's hot down there, but I feel like they've been getting hit with some major rains though recently. Been some
Texas
and stuff.
They nicknamed Texas God's country, but this shit happens every year, man. This shit happens every year. That state gets hit with hurricanes, tornadoes, hailstorms. I don't get it.
Maybe that's God's vengeance.
Yeah, shit. Yeah,
taking out on those fuckers.
Yeah, you fucking conservatives. Open your fucking mind and stop being assholes.
No, actually, they're usually they're usually speaking for him. I don't know if they're on his side, but they're usually the ones that are speaking for him, shit, at least. So they're protesting themselves as his. But oh man, yeah, it's. I'll tell you, man. It's the weather. Even how it is right now, it's going to be different by the time me and you are old as fucks, which hopefully will be a long time from now.
Yeah. We'll see. I'm not looking forward to that.
I was thinking about that the other day, actually. I was thinking, like, which one of us is going to, who's going to have to say some nice words at the other one's funeral? Which one of us is going to be you, me? You know, you're a little bit younger than me, but you got that high blood pressure, hypertension. You got all those things that might be coming your
bitch,
way.
Bitch, just because I'm black does not. Point. You son of a bitch. Look, I know.
LAPD, something will get you.
I know. Oh, my God. Look, I know that the last few black celebrities that have died, they've been in their mid-40s, but I'm going to break that shit. I've been working out. I've been cutting out fried chicken and going to grilled chicken. I've been, you know, I keep the watermelon. I have sugarless.
You can't lose that.
I drink Kool-Aid without the sugar, you know. So I've been doing really good. Okay, so this motherfucker right here can kiss my big black ass, motherfucker. God damn it,
dude!
I've been dieting good, man. Lost about 15 to 20 pounds.
I know. I've never seen you so motivated, man. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. God damn it.
It's,
all right.
It's fucking hard out there for a pimp, though. Like, I've said it once. I've said it before, man.
Yeah.
I don't. And yeah, I know. I hear you. But, and there's so many examples, though, that of people that unfortunately we lost too early, like, especially in the comedy game. Like, I was looking up his stuff the other day. Patrice O'Neal.
Yeah.
That guy. Oh, my God. And his last special, It was funny as fuck, dude. It was funny as fuck. And he went like an hour and 25. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the whole thing was pretty solid. And he died like a year and a half later, dude. I mean, it's him, Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was a fucking monster, dude. He was a monster.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
I ain't scared. Exactly. Max, my buddy Max, that was his favorite. He fucking loved Bernie Mac, dude. Bernie Mac was the shit. And how old was he? Like 51? I mean, he got a late start, so he was in the game a little later than normal. So that was a little different. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. I think it's you guys are so fucking so much more athletic when you're young that you guys are like the James Dean of human beings. Sure. You know, you burn out bright, but your time is short lived. I don't get it, but. It's, I don't get it. I don't understand. Hey,
man. How is Martin Luther King dead and Charles Manson still alive?
just how Fidel seriously. Castro still alive.
Yeah.
Just how Fidel Castro still alive. That guy he has to be 136 by now. He has to be 136. That guy was born before the Industrial Revolution, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's craziness. It's just craziness. Some people just always beat the odds, no matter what. But, yeah, it's...
Okay, we're gonna end that topic. On to... fuck you. On to sports. Later last week... One of the all-time greats, Kobe Bryant.
Oh yeah, we gotta talk about the Mamba.
Yes, retired. He went out on top, dropping 60 points in his last game. Shaquille O'Neal said, "He said on Twitter, I challenge that motherfucker to drop 50 points, and that motherfucker dropped 60. That he outdid the Diesel, and no one does that. That's impossible." I still don't like that motherfucker. He don't give me the ball.
Wow, dude. nice Shaq impression. I got to give you that, man. That was fucking good. Holy shit.
Can you dig it?
White women. Dude, that was that's good, man. You got to work on that one. That's good. You got that nailed. I don't know if it has something to do with the last name O'Neal, but nice job. Dude, that was – that's Kobe, man. Okay, that's fucking Kobe. Some people, they want to put him in the top 10. Some people want to put him in the top 5. Some people want to put him in the top 3.
Ooh, man.
I'm not exactly I put him.
Man, all-time greatest Lakers. Where is he?
Oh, man. I'd say...
Magic, Kareem, Jerry West.
He's probably number 2, if anything, on the Lakers list. I mean, some people want to... I guarantee you some people want to put him number 1. Guarantee you some people want to put him in the wrong.
I say Magic's 3, Kobe's 2, and Kareem is 1.
That's probably pretty fair, yeah. I mean, that's stiff competition, dude. That's no question, that's stiff competition. But, hey, he had a good career, though. I mean, I'm a hooper. Okay, basketball is my game. And Kobe is the exact antithesis of what I look for or what I enjoy. Or what I appreciate as a fellow hooper. Like, he is the exact opposite of that. That being said, the guy had an amazing career, okay? And he was prolific, and when he was on fire, there was no stopping him. Like Stuart Scott would say, you can't stop him, you can only hope to contain
him.
No,
actually, that was Dan Patrick.
Are you sure?
Yes, Dan Patrick started that.
Okay.
I'm big on Sports Center anchors.
All right,
I'm big on Sports Center.
Well, I appreciate you shitting on my point there. Thank you.
I'm just saying. And I love. No. Go ahead though.
You can't stop him. You can only hook up to contain him when he's on his game. And not a lot of people had that ability. Jordan did, obviously. A handful of others might have, but not a lot of people had that ability. And look at his last game. He knows it's his last game. He was probably fucking hot dogging it all goddamn season long. Okay, he probably tried 5, 6 of the games, and the rest of the time he's just out there jogging, putting in his 18 minutes in the game, you know, whatever, just making an appearance. But that fucking game, he was going to go on top. And you know what? He's a competitor. And he showed it, putting up 60 points in his final goddamn game. I mean, the man is a competitor.
Kobe is the last of a dying breed. He's one of the last of a dying breed. There aren't a lot of NBA players out there with that killer instinct. He doesn't give a fuck. He just wants to win games. And he wants to beat everyone in front of him. When he puts on that jersey, if you aren't wearing a Lakers jersey, he's not your friend. He's not your motherfucking friend. He wants to go out there and beat you. Make you look stupid. And I don't see a lot of that in NBA players anymore. LeBron James. We all remember him. We all remember LeBron James saying, "Before I retire, I want to play with all my friends." What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck is that shit? If you don't want to be the best in the NBA, you got no business being there. You don't. What the fuck is it? Before I retire, I want to play with all my friends. He wants to play with Carmelo. He wants to play with Dwayne Wade again. He wants to play with Chris Bosh again. He wants to play with Chris Paul. What the fuck? No. You go out there and you beat those guys. You want to beat them. You want to be the best. Michael Jordan had a lot of friends in the NBA, but once he put on that Bulls jersey, not anymore. And I guarantee all his friends hated, all of Michael's friends hated him. They fucking hated him because of how good he is. What game was it early in his career? He could not miss, and he just shrugged his shoulders. Remember that? He's just like, I don't know.
I don't get it. He was as baffled as us. No, that's funny. Yeah, and that's what it takes to get to that Kobe level. You have to be that competitor. You have to be, it's all about this. It's kill or be killed. I mean, yeah, and that's it. You have to have that drive. I mean, that's what made Michael Jordan who he was, in my opinion. He had the athletic ability. He certainly did. He had the size. He had the right situation. But what he really had was a competitive nature that was rivaled by none. Okay. And I guarantee you a high percentage of people that he played against, when the game was over, they said, "That guy's a fucking asshole." Okay. "That guy's an asshole and he's a piece of shit." I guarantee you there's a high percent, because all he wanted to do was win. That's all he wanted, and that's what you got to have, and that's what it takes.
And I think LeBron James is scared to be that guy around his peers because the media and fans already hate him enough, and I feel like he doesn't want to be that guy with his around his peers, because I think his friends and his peers are all he has left in the league, man, because he gets compared to Michael Jordan a lot, and people are like, "Fuck no, he's not on Mike's level." And you know, the fans give, if you're not a Cavaliers fan, you give him shit. The media gives him shit. They're going to the playoffs, but they, a lot of the controversy surrounding David Black getting fired when they were 20 games above 500. And how the fuck, why the fuck are you firing your head coach and
what do you want from me?
Yeah, and you know, the word on the street is LeBron James had a lot to do with David Black getting terminated.
Dude, 100%. There's no doubt in it, man. That guy's pulling more weight than any other player probably in professional sports, dude. I mean, it's crazy, but yeah, he doesn't possess that same thing. I mean, he seems like a person who is a really good teammate to have, but I mean, he'll pass you the ball, he'll do all that stuff, he'll play together, he'll give you your credit when you're due, when it's coming to you, but he doesn't have that killer instinct that he needs to have. And Kobe definitely has that, but what I do question, though, is I was looking at the stats after the game, and I was looking at his field goal percentage, because I'm the type of guy, I play basketball, I understand how it goes. Yeah, you can put up a lot of points, that's fine. But what is your field goal percentage? I mean, what percent of the shots that you're throwing up are ending up landing in the hoop? And I was looking at his, he scored 60 points. Guy did it on 50 shots. On 50 shots. And I'm thinking to myself, my buddy hit me up that I went to high school with, seeing if I wanted a hoop on some private team or whatever. And I'm thinking, and he's a good player. He's a point guard, a little guy, smaller guy, but he's really good. And I'm thinking to myself, if I let him shoot 50 times, how many is he going to score? I mean, it's not going to be 20, okay? He's going to score more than 20. Is it going to be 60? Probably not. Probably not, but it's going to be somewhere up there. I mean, that's a lot of fucking attempts, dude. But there's no question, though, that he's obviously going down in the top at least 10, whatever. You know, top 10 basketball players and top 10 celebrities to get away with raping somebody.
Or I'm not going to get into that because I have a... You son of a bitch. I knew you were going to bring that. I left you on it. I knew you were going
to
bring that up.
If I knew how to get the mic out of here, I would have dropped it on your fucking
fuck
bitch
you,
ass.
Fuck you, man. No. Hey, so I was talking to a friend about this yesterday. Man, Kobe. Kobe is now... We got another athlete who started their career in the 90s gone. Elite athletes. We got Tiger Woods left, even though he's past his prime. We got the Williams sisters. We got Tim Duncan. And even though he's a piece of shit, Alex Rodriguez.
God, and he was smacking a home run the other day.
Yeah. And this is his last season. Who else? Who else started?
Did he already say that he was?
Yeah. This, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did he? Who else started? What other elite athlete started their career in the 90s and still going? Like I said, Tiger Woods, the Williams sisters.
Is Garnett done? Is he playing still?
Oh, shit.
He's the only other option because he came straight from high school back in the day, too. So that's like the only buddy who legitimately isn't a chance. But I know, and it's crazy, yeah, because it's like the early 90s. Like, that's when we were kids that liked sports and shit.
Yes.
You know, we enjoyed that. And that's like the time that we actually started realizing what the fuck was going on. You know, it was like we were young, but we were still seeing Jordan. But Jordan was already deep into his career by the time that we actually knew what the hell was going on. But we still remember seeing those last couple of years. I mean, I remember seeing him fucking pop that jumper against Brian Russell in the Jazz just to win it. It's like, oh, and he just held it there for a minute. He's like, yep, this is a nice little exclamation point here.
Yeah.
But you're right. And it's like now we're finally seeing all these people going through the whole entire process, and now they're fucking done. And somebody you left out was Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning now just retired, and I mean he started when
I'm talking about still going though.
Oh, you're talking about still going.
Yeah,
okay.
Still going.
Yeah,
that's why it's Tiger, the Williams sisters,
Tim Duncan. That's true. And you know what? And I'm glad you brought it up because fucking Tim Duncan, man, that guy is still getting it done. Still getting it done. I don't know how he's doing it. I don't know how. And they're the only people that I think have even a legitimate shot of toppling the Warriors at this point. I mean, they've played, I think there have been a pretty even split between those two teams as far as the season goes. But they're the only buddy that with even a shot at all to fucking topple them at all.
Let me ask you this. Who wins in seven games? The 95 Bulls or the 2015 Warriors?
God, that's such a tough question to answer, dude. I mean, you talk to warring sides. You know, people have said, obviously reporters have asked Michael Jordan that, and you know what he's going to say, obviously. And I'm sure reporters have asked Steph Curry, and you know what he's going to say.
Here's my, I don't know, because one, yes, the 90s NBA was close to streetball. It was really close to streetball. However, in this generation, you got physical specimen out there, genetic freaks that the 90s did not have. You got genetic freaks who are looking at, they just came out of a fucking laboratory. I'm dead serious.
Just got the tubes pulled out of
like,
them.
Like they look like they should be playing on Sunday in the NFL. So I'm serious, man. So and that's what the Warriors have to go up against. They only lost 9 games against physical specimen. You know, they did it against bigger, stronger guys. The Bulls only lost 10 games and basically when the NBA, before the NBA got soft.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I mean, that's tough. That's so tough to say because, I mean, everyone says, oh, fuck, man, the 95-96 Bulls would sweep their sweep them. Fucking sweep them. And I'm like, well, look what kind of, yeah, the NBA soft, but, man, physical specimen out there and only lost 9 games.
Yeah, but here's another thing, though, you got to think about. The NBA is soft now. It is. And a big part of that is how the referees are calling the games, okay? It's not because these guys don't have the fucking physical attributes or that they're not strong as fuck, like you said. No, it's because that's how the refs are calling these games these days. Back in the day, in the early 90s, they let you do crazier shit. They let you get away with more. They let the players play more. You could fucking come off the bench and there'd be a brawl and you could end up checking into the game a quarter later. You just sit, you know, you just take your time and you're back in the game eventually. Now it's if you even come off the bench, oh dude, you're suspended for like 2 games. Even if you raise your fucking butt cheeks off the chair that you were sitting on when something happens in the corner on a hard foul, you're fucking done. So it's a completely different game. Anybody who says that the Bulls would sweep them is a fucking idiot, okay? You're a goddamn idiot. If anything, you match these two teams, I won't say who will win, but I will tell you that series will go to 7 games, okay? No question. No question at all, because Steph Curry is a fucking, that guy's a monster, okay? And he's going to have, in a 7-game series, he's going to have at least 2 games where he goes off and nobody can stop him and their team's going to win. And so is Jordan. Jordan's going to have at least 2 games where he goes off too and no one's going to stop him. So there's 4 right there. And then it comes down to the last 3. And you got to say each team's probably going to win one of those 3. Who's going to win that last one? And I don't know. I really honestly don't know. It's just different times. Like you said, it's not the same as it was, but it wouldn't be a fucking sweep though. Get the hell out of here. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen has said we would sweep them. Yeah, Scottie needs to sit down with that big ass nose.
Yeah. Yeah, and Scottie's not biased at all, I'm sure. I'm sure he has no bias. He looked at it completely objectively and ran the numbers.
He's still up Jordan's bungholio.
Yeah. Well, I mean, both those seasons, dude, are just so impressive. I mean, I can't believe they beat the record. I mean, that's insane, dude. That is fucking insane.
I said this on Facebook.
More than 8 out of 9 games. I mean,
I said this on Facebook. I don't care what era this is. To only lose 9 games in a season where you have to play 82 games, it's fucking amazing. And for you to not give credit where it's due, you're a fucking idiot. You obviously have never played sports because at this point they're tired, they're sore. Steve Kerr could have been like, you know what? I'm just gonna rest. I'm gonna rest my starters. I'm gonna rest my starters for playoffs. But he said, "Fuck that! I'm going for the record."
Yeah, you remember it forever. You know, even if you don't win the championship, yeah, you're still remembered forever at this point. Yeah. So,
well, at this point, I mean, since they broke it, they have to win that championship because no one will remember their record. The only reason the Bulls will remember for 72 attendance because they went on and they defeated the Supersonics. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow, real dick move there, pal.
Well, you got me earlier with the Kobe comment in the hotel.
Dude, I still remember that, man. I still remember those days.
Oh my
god!
But
even back then, people thought we were going to get swept. They thought we were going to get swept. Jesus Christ, I'm drunk here, guys. Sorry. They thought we were going to get swept, but we won two games. I mean, that
I was rooting for y'all.
That's nothing. That ain't nothing. You know, that's fucking something. There's only one more game that we could have won without actually winning the series. So, I don't know. I mean, if you ask me, we would have had a couple. If it wasn't for Jordan, we would have had at least one title.
That timeline was a good little was good for Seattle sports because 1995, y'all got to the ALCS,
mm-hmm.
the Mariners, and then a few months later, y'all went to the NBA Finals. So,
yeah, it was good. It was 20 years ago. But it but it definitely was good. It was enjoyable at the time. I remember it was the refuse to lose. That was the campaign that the Mariners were going with. It was refuse to lose was their slogan.
And oh, really?
My grandma had to buy all of us the shirt. My brother, me, my sister. That's a grandma thing. It's like, they're hot. We're doing good. We went to a store. We went to like Fred Meyer or something. And she saw them. She's like, oh, we all need these. So she bought them all for us. So we all had our shirts, and I still remember too Griffey hitting the double off the wall, and or Edgar, I think it was Edgar that hit the double, and then Griffey was coming around from second and scored, and everybody just piled on him. It was fucking great, but 20 fucking years ago, though.
Well, 2 years ago, we
20
won.
Fucking
2 years ago, y'all won the Super Bowl. Finally,
I know. Yeah. We can't complain. God, we should have won two though, and we'd be on our way. We would have been on our way to a third too. Cam Newton. That fucking tall hat wearing motherfucker, he wouldn't even have stood a shot with us.
But. Anyway, on to the speaking of the Seahawks, the 2016 schedule came out, and
so it's all sports people now that are still listening. Everybody else is gone, but we're gonna go even deeper for you guys. So buckle up.
Yeah, the schedule came out,
it fucking did, man. Oh my God, and I was shocked. I gotta say, I was shocked. But I will say that I'm going to give the NFL a little credit because after last year's schedule, I think maybe there's some kind of balance to this system that they have going. Who knows? I'm not exactly sure. I mean, maybe they're trying to make this thing fair. Who knows?
Okay, so here's what it looks like for the 2016 Seahawks. Week one, Dolphins come here. The Miami Dolphins come here. Week two. We go to Cali to play the LA Rams. Week three, we play those pesky 49ers in Seattle. Week four, we play the goddamn Jets in New York. Week five, the Falcons make a little trip to Seattle. Week six, we go to Arizona to play the Cardinals. Week seven, we go to the Big Easy to play New Orleans. Week eight, we go upstate New York to play Buffalo. Week 9, the big one. Super Bowl 49 rematch in Foxborough against the Patriots.
Oh, shit.
Week 11, Philly comes here. Week 12, we go down to Florida to play the Buccaneers. Week 12, Panthers. The Panthers come here for the second year in a row. That's
wow, weird. That's really weird.
Yeah. But week 13, we go to Green Bay for a second year in a row.
Mm.
Week 14, the Rams come here. Week 15, Arizona comes. I'm sorry, week 16, Arizona comes here. And then last game of the season, we go down to San Fran and close it out with the Niners. Mm. So on a difficulty level on 1 through 10 with schedule difficulty, where do you rank?
1 through 10.
1 being very super easy and you expect it to go undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Or week 10, holy shit, we're in for a long season.
You know what? I got to say, last year was rough on us. We had a really tough schedule. I'm a little bit surprised we did as good as we did. So that actually worked out surprisingly well for us. But that last year was a tough one. This year on 1-10, I'd say we're looking at a solid, as far as schedule goes, I'd say a solid 7.
7.
A solid 7. So super not the toughest, but at the same time with all the equality going on in the NFL and the rest of our country, no one's going below a 5 really, you know? So even though our schedule is a solid 7, nobody gets a better than a 5 on the schedule as far as it goes. But it's definitely better than last year. And we have those big matchups, obviously, those marquee matchups, you know, like you said, Super Bowl rematch, Patriots, Seahawks. We got Green Bay. We got to go to Green Bay. And then we got, obviously, Carolina because, I mean, this is Carolina, Seattle is the up and coming rivalry of the NFC, in my opinion. I feel like just as far as quality of teams goes and the players, people will be around for a while. I think that's it, but I like it, man. And I told you before we started, I think if you want to go over under on wins this year, I'm going to say it's going to be 11.5. And that's more than I would have said 3 or 4 months ago. I think I felt like the Seahawks might've been on a decline, but with this schedule, I think we have a pretty good shot of having a decent season, actually.
I think we go. Sorry, I think we go 12-4. I wouldn't be surprised if we went 13-3. Yeah. Because you know why? Because hopefully, by when September starts, Russell Wilson would have been married by now, which means. He would have had sex already with Sierra, which means he's going to be one happy man, and that means he's going to go out in the field every Sunday or Monday and kick some ass.
Are you saying that he's going to be getting those goodies?
Yeah,
those goodies, not those goodies.
Oh man,
fucking Russ, man. Oh my God, I honestly,
you know I had to do that shit.
This season will be a microcosm of how his relationship is going. We'll see. I feel, personally. I mean, if they rushed into things, this season is going to be very shaky, in my opinion. And if this is a good fit for him, who knows? Maybe you're right. Maybe we'll go 13-3, like you said. But that's a fucking bold prediction, though, man.
Hopefully he's married by the time. And like I said, he would have already had sex already with Sierra and... Because, you know, he was just dating her at the time, and you know that they weren't doing anything. And which probably explains why he had a crappy season, but, I mean, he could have done better.
God, it's easy to say he could have done better, but, dude, he was in the running for MVP. I mean, what else do you want from that? I don't know. Dude, he's probably been fucking her. He's probably been fucking for a while, dude. He's just keeping the facade, making it seem like everything's all hunky dory, doing his thing.
No.
And he's probably
because Sierra,
those goodies.
Sierra's dated all these bad boys, and I think she really wanted something different and
somebody to change her.
Yeah,
that's they want it the exact opposite. They want to be the one to change us as the bad boys. Maybe you're right. Maybe she was going for something a little different there. Who knows? But fucking hey, we'll see. But I don't know. I'm happy with it. I'll take it as a schedule. You know, you got some weakness and you got some strength. But all in all, I think a little bit more weakness. So who knows? But it's the fucking NFL is crazy though, man.
The only games I'm worried about are Panthers, Patriots, and the Saints. With Drew Brees taking snaps, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. But
even though he's at the point where he's about to slowly walk past his prime.
Slowly walk past his prime. Very slowly. Not too fast. Not too fast here. Yeah. Fucking A. Well, speaking of slowly, I'm slowly losing my shit here, man.
You're slowly losing your shit.
Yeah, I'm fading fast here. I need another shot or something, so we're going to have to get this going. But we should probably tie a bow on this.
Yeah, let's tie a bow and let's drink some more.
Yeah, let's do that. Dude, we went. We had no guests this week, so I hope you guys don't mind. But I went head-to-head. I went one-on-one with the great one. And I think it went pretty good, actually. We had a good time here. Any first-time listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning into us if you're still actually listening. And if you're not, I won't hold it against you. You know, I mean, I'm a reasonable guy. I'm not going to hold it against you guys. So, but thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. This is an earful in the Emerald City. You guys are the best thing we got going on. I say it every week, and I mean it every week because that's all we got. We don't advertise. We don't do nothing. So if you guys enjoyed this, you want to tell a friend, that's great. And we appreciate it. And again, thank you for listening to us. We'll be back next week. We'll probably have a guest for you. But if not, we're still going to try as hard as we can, guys. As hard as we can to keep it interesting for you. Because you guys are the reason that we're doing this. And without you, we ain't got shit, okay? I have like $30 in my savings account right now. So this, I'm all in here, guys. So we appreciate everything we get from you guys. Listen, I'm Slim here. Thank you guys for listening.
And I'm Shoddy. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we are out.
See you guys.
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on An Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.